Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Before we begin our show, I want to take a moment to thank our listening audience for all that you do, my friends, to support Holy Spirit Radio. And I want to remind you that there is a Radiothon 2022 coming up, so please listen in for that next week. Again, this is our 27th week and Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's begin with our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart wide open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, then you and I are ready to engage, to explore, and to learn from the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. And here it is. How long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading today, my friends, the prophet Habakkuk is really in a position where he's crying out to the Lord, and he's frustrated. Why doesn't the Lord intervene when the prophet himself calls out that there is violence? Why must he see misery, destruction, strife, and discord? And the Lord's plan, the Lord's timing, is something that you and I cannot contemplate, cannot understand, because the Lord loves to surprise us, and he allows things to go on in this world, but he always brings good out of bad. And through the great vision, the prophet Habakkuk will send a message to the people. And once again, he says in the reading, how long, O Lord, I cry for help, but you do not listen. How many of us have said this in our lives? In the path that we have taken, How many times have you and I prayed and think that we get no response from our Lord? Everything in God's time and in His way. This is what we need to pray for, because the Lord hears our prayers. He knows before we talk, before we speak, what it is that we're about to say. He can read our hearts, our minds. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly what we want. And the Lord is powerful. If we look back in history, in the history of the world, there have been many times that people were enslaved by other people in powerful positions. We look at the 20th century, where the Holocaust took place and millions of people died. How many times did those people cry out to God for help? Think about it, and maybe thought that the Lord did not listen. But we know that the Lord wants us to depend on Him. Dependence on God is important. It's in the Word of God, in the Gospel. We are called to depend on God, to call out to Him time and time again. He says, ask and you will receive, knock and the door shall be opened for you, seek and you will find. But He wants us to depend on Him, to call out to Him, even though He can read our hearts and minds and knows everything. As He brought us into the world, He is our Creator. So how many of us have said this? And this is where faith comes in, my friends. What we have to persevere in the faith. We have to succeed in persevering. The great gift of perseverance. One of the, beautiful, attributes that people who have great faith can endure, they can persevere, they can go on, because they're trusting in God 100%. And God calls us to, to love Him with our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. He calls us to a higher standard in loving Him. How many of us are doing that day in and day out? Or are we only coming to God with those cries for something that we need? Are we giving all the honor, praise, and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? Think about it. God calls us to a higher standard and to, step up to the plate, to raise the standard in prayer to Him. And so He wants us to go to Him, but it's in His time and in His way that the prayers will be answered. Let's go to our second reading. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. And here it is. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for His sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel, with the strength that comes from God. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the second reading from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 and 13 to 14. St. Paul tells us that I remind you to stir into flame the gift from God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. What gifts has God given you that have gone dormant, that need to be stirred up into flame once again? What gifts has God given you miraculously that can empower you to do the works that God calls you to through the Holy Spirit? What gifts, my friends, do you have that you haven't used in a while? Some are preachers, some are teachers, some have the gift of hospitality, some are great confessors. What gifts has God given you? Maybe you have the gift of counsel to help instruct people in going down the right path. What gift do you have that you have not used in a long, long time that God has given you? Do you have the gift of loving other people? The gift of humility, piety? God calls us, my friends, to use these gifts like a flower that needs water to grow, to blossom. Our gifts need to be shared and used to touch the hearts and minds and the needs of other people, to solve problems, fill voids, and satisfy needs. What gifts, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what gifts do you have that you are not using today, but you know you have them? I want you to take a moment and reflect on that. And this week, start using your gifts once again. And very often, people can get burned out. I remember being very, very active in ministry work and really out there in multiple directions, helping a lot of organizations, a lot of people, and I was getting tired. Getting tired, and God spoke to me in my heart. He said, your blessing, your gift has become your burden because you're doing too much. You've got to slow down. You're out of balance. Your blessing that I gave you has become your burden, your obstacle, your hurdle. We've got to slow down and get back into balance, because burnout will cause people to stop doing the thing they love the most, and they get burned out. But God doesn't want us to be burned out. He wants us to be in balance. And for instance, if I have no peace when I do the work of God, I bring no peace to other people. But when I have peace within and I'm engaged in the work for God, I can bring that peace to the hearts and minds of other people. And that's powerful. And God tells us that we've been given the gift of power and love and self-control. Are we using these gifts, the power to do the works that God has called us to do? And love, are we loving one another, or are we doing it selfishly? God calls us to a higher standard, to His standard. In the eyes of God, are we loving other people the way He wants us to? Or are we doing it for selfishness, selfish needs? God asks us to rise to the occasion as a husband and father, as a community servant, as a wife and mother, as grandparents. God calls us to share the love of God with other people. Maybe the most powerful gift in the world, the love of God, other than life itself coming from God. And I ask you the question, are you sharing the love of God with other people? Or are you in a position where you're ashamed to share your testimony to our Lord? How God brought you to the point you are today, your conversion story, your reversion story, your testimony on how God woke you up, and it's powerful. I remember many years ago being at Our Lady of Calvary Elementary School with one of the first presentations in the Wings program, and Sister Mildred and I had talked about the Wings program before I came into the classroom. I gave her the full overview. She invited me back. And on the day of the presentation, when we went into the classroom, all of the children stood up and said, "Good morning, Sister Mildred." And when she introduced me to the children there, all of the children stood up a second time and said, "Good morning, Mr. Montone." And I couldn't believe it. God was waking me up. He took me back to my own elementary school days at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in New York City. And it was that at that moment that I realized that I have been really separated from the things I had learned as a young man in elementary school, and maybe because of sports and hobbies, maybe because of education and study habits, maybe because of movies and television and all kinds of things. But God was waking me up, and he brought me back at that moment, and I could see the great value in being close to God at that moment. And it led to more than 100 schools. But I just tell you that we need not be ashamed of our testimonies to the Lord. If people don't appreciate our testimonies to the Lord, they won't appreciate the Lord himself and will walk away. And people walked away from Jesus himself and when he walked the earth. So we're in good company, my friends. But there will be those who are ashamed of sharing the faith, ashamed of making the sign of the cross, ashamed of talking about the morals, the values, ethics, and biblical principles coming from the Word of God. There will be those who refuse to share the faith, refuse to say a blessing at the dinner table. But once again, my friends, we are called to stand up strong for the faith, to be fearless, and to represent God as his sons and daughters, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit who gives us the words at the moment we need them to share the faith. He gives us the words and the beautiful feelings to touch the hearts and minds of other people. The Holy Spirit. And we are called, my friends, by the Holy Spirit today to do all that we can to bear our share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. God calls us to, once again, bear hardship. There will be things that are difficult in life, and he knows that, but he wants us to get through it, to persevere once again with the help of God, by staying close to God, because God himself sent his only son down here to the earth, and he died on the cross. But before he died, he carried that cross and he embraced the wounds to save us from our sins. He carried that cross. He fell three times. And once again, by the help of God the Father, he got through. He endured. He persevered. And he did it all for us. So we too must bear the hardships and get through it by the strength of God. And when we get through, my friends, we can look back and say, God brought us through. I didn't do it myself. God brought me through it. Like a good friend of mine who was in Vietnam, John, who was in a foxhole praying to God. He said, God, if you get me through this battle, after all his friends had been killed, if you get me through, God, I promise I'll live a good life when I get home. Just please get me through. They say there are no atheists in the foxholes in combat. This, my friends, is the true story. In Vietnam, my brother Kenny was killed there. And he did two tours in Vietnam. He's buried at Arlington Cemetery, my stepbrother Kenneth Montone. But I tell you that because, you know, we come from a family of faith. And we want to share that faith. You and I, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are called to share the faith. Called to share it with the love of God present. Not pointing the finger, but closing the hand with the power of God, with the love of God, the peace of God, through the word of God. We are called to get to that point, my friends, and to not stop short of that, where we are ashamed of sharing the faith, which is a terrible thing. It makes me uncomfortable to even say it, but there are those there, out there, who are ashamed to even say God bless you when someone sneezes, or to say a prayer for a before a dinner or a breakfast table. We are called to do it. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet, to speak out and to share the love of God, the word of God, into the hearts and minds of other people. We are called to do it. And the Lord's word from the mouth of St. Paul says to guard the rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Yes, my friends, the Holy Spirit dwells within you and within me and within every human being on the earth. God dwells within us. So as we go forward day to day, remember, God lives within all of us. He says, whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me, because God lives within each of us. Remember that. Whatever you did not do for the least of your brothers, you didn't do it for me, because God lives in all of us. Let's go to our gospel reading now. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. And here it is. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat? Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, the apostles, the men who walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, said to him, Lord, increase our faith. And remember, the Lord lived 33 years on the earth. And from 30 to 33, he had 3 years of miraculous living, touching the lives of other people, making a great impact, increasing their faith. But the apostles asked for the Lord to increase their faith. What events in your life have increased your faith? What has God done to impact you, to change your life, to go from an unfaithful person, uncommitted person, to a faithful and more holy, more reverent lifestyle? What has he done for you? If we look back in the Word of God, we see the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, where Peter, James, and John were with the Lord, and he showed them his glorified body, and it was powerful. It was a faith increaser. In 1531, the story of Saint Juan Diego and how the Blessed Mother appeared to him and increased the faith of the people, converting millions of Aztec Indians in Mexico. In the year 1200, our Blessed Mother Mary appeared to Saint Dominic and taught him how to pray the rosary, told him to teach everyone to pray the rosary. 800 years ago, that took place to increase the faith of the people. And we see other examples, such as in Lourdes, France, the apparitions that took place in 1858, 17 apparitions to Saint Bernadette at the age of 14. And in that year, you know, the Lord gave us that faith increaser through the Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, who has appeared throughout the world. In 1917, she appeared to 3 children in Fatima, Portugal. And she called for prayer and sacrifice and fasting to prevent World War I, to end the war. My friends, in 1858, in 1917, in 1531, in the year 1200, God has given us faith increasers to help us to get closer to Jesus Christ, his Son, because no one comes to the Father except through the Son. No one can do it. So these faith increasers have brought us closer to the Lord. And God selected our Blessed Mother Mary for us as a vehicle to get closer to her Son, Jesus Christ. That's what she does. And for those out there who need to increase their faith, I challenge you this week to pray the rosary and to include our Blessed Mother Mary in all of your prayers. Let God bless you this week, my friends, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's our show for today. Have a great day and God bless you. This is Deacon Joe Montone here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day and God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.